The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I love this this little tidbit. Instead of once upon a time, you know, the way we start fairy tales and stuff.
Yeah.
Once upon a time. Korean fairy tales usually start with in the old days when tigers used to smoke.
In the old days?
When tigers used to smoke.
Okay.
There lived a princess, and you know, so I don't know in Korea if tigers used to smoke some what do they call them, cancer darts or lung darts,
death darts, double D's, baby.
Now I would love to see it.
Heck yeah!
I'm not saying I'm mad about it because it's funny.
Yeah, it's fun seeing animals smoke cigarettes.
They have paws. Like, it's not as funny. It's more funny when monkeys do it.
Yeah, because, you know, monkeys have better hands, smoking hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't stand when you see young people smoking pipes now. And you see it every once in a while. And you're like, what are you doing? Talk about looking for attention.
Yeah.
It's just like, what are you doing?
Like pipes? Like.
Yeah.
Echo pipes.
Yeah.
My dad used to smoke those.
But think about, though, when those were really popular, there were young men that were smoking them.
Sure, I get that. But it's like now you don't see it ever. So when you're like a young person, it's clear that you're just looking for attention.
Yeah. Same with a bow tie, as far as I'm concerned. If you're wearing a bow tie and it's not a tuxedo, I don't trust you.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get that. It's, to me, it's not as extreme as the pipe, but on the same path, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
About a bow tie and a pipe together.
Oh, that's
now. Cool. Now you're pushing it.
Has to be one of those big Sherlock Holmes pipes, though.
That's what I'm picturing. Yeah, like the huge pipe.
My dad had a pipe holder, like a spinny. It spun, and he put his pipes in it.
Oh, like a little Lazy Susan thing. Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget. I mean, I was young when he stopped smoking, so
I was probably three. Why have a bunch of pipes? What's the point of that? Why not just use like one pipe?
Yeah, you got me. He stopped smoking when I was like 3 or 4, but I vividly remember at that age spinning the thing like for fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There was like a red one, a tortoise shell, a black. There were tons of them.
It just seems like smoking a pipe is too much upkeep. You know, you gotta clean it out. You gotta pack it every time. I'm a big cigar lover. I still love cigars, but I don't ever smoke them anymore. But that's always seemed easier to me rather than having to deal with, you know, loading up a pipe and then cleaning it and all that.
Yeah, totally.
I don't understand a lot of things. Like,
we know.
That's all I need to say, I guess.
Why like was
dipping? I don't get it, but whatever. I guess we could get into this whole thing. But. Mm-hmm.
Your boyfriend played he was a baseball player. He was not a dipper or anything like that?
No. The one time he did, puked everywhere for, I don't know, a day.
Yeah.
So, no.
Mm-hmm.
Big on the, wait, what did he tell me? Was it some kind of seeds or I don't know?
Sunflower seeds. That's what baseball players eat, sunflower seeds.
Yeah. I'm picturing that.
I love those dill pickle flavored sunflower seeds.
Mm.
It's so good.
Yeah, there's a lot of good flavors now.
Mm-hmm.
But now he doesn't eat any seeds, any nuts, any seed, nothing. Maybe he just got seeded out.
Yeah. What would you rather if he had to pick up a habit, and it's either going to be dipping or smoking cigarettes?
It's because my dad still dips. I think I would go with dipping just because, yeah, it's not as dirty to me. But you know what's popular with the kids, or I don't know what age, but the Zen things.
Mm-hmm.
So his friends that he golfs with, sometimes they do that. Is that dip? What is that?
It's a smokeless tobacco, but it's basically like a pouch. Like Skoal makes pouches and stuff like that, but there's no tobacco in it. There's just nicotine.
Okay.
You throw it in, like they call them, like, are you going to put it in an upper decky? Like, or, you know, you throw it up in your upper lip, or like lip pillows when they throw an upper decky.
So what's the point of taking out the tobacco if the nicotine's still in? I don't understand.
I guess they think it's safer because there's no like tar that comes in traditional dip. It's just the nicotine.
Okay.
So you're not dealing with the,
huh?
Do you spit with it like you would skull pouches?
Some people do. I tried a Zen for the first time about a year ago, and I was like, I'm not feeling it. And everybody, you know, because I'm a, I vape a lot. Well, yeah. I vape. And yeah, it just wasn't very strong to me, but I get why. You don't have to spit. You can swallow it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my dad does skull pouches. He has his whole, since he was 14 years old, never spits with the pouches. But when I was growing up and the regular, he would spit.
Yeah.
So
he's legit old school. That's like, he's not having to spit is crazy work.
My dad, I assume he still dips skull, but, he always chose that over chewing tobacco because he swallowed the skull and he would have to spit the tobacco. Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. and back then they didn't have the pouches.
Right.
So, yeah. Your dad started on regular skull.
Because I picked up a Coke can and there was tobacco in it.
Yeah. So when I was growing up, there were originally three cans like that, which, you know, people ended up calling them dip, but dip is a verb.
Right.
He dips skull. Did you quit dipping? Yeah. But you would call it whatever the product was. Like you'd say, I'm going to get a dip of skull. Mm. Or so he comes up to me, he's got a dip of skull in his mouth and spitting mm-hmm. all in my face when he's talking. But there were three. There was Happy Days is what it was called, and it was supposed to be a lighter strength tobacco that you dip. The middle of the road was Skull, and the strongest was Copenhagen.
Copenhagen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was all the little tiny, looked like coffee grounds or even smaller.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And you had to put it in your lip and pack it with your tongue.
Yeah.
To get it all packed in there so it's not like the tobacco part is not going down your throat. Mm-hmm. And my dad would put it right in the front of his mouth. Some people put it over in the side. It's easier to talk that way or spit. You put it right in the front. And he had a dip in his mouth so much that you couldn't tell whether he had it in or not.
Yeah, it's like permanent.
Mm-hmm. And he would swallow it. He never spit because he said that was nasty. Spitting's nasty. And then they came out with a little bit larger leaf dipping tobacco, and it was called Hawken.
Mm.
Like a hawk, not a Hawken. Hawken. And you could dip that, and because it was bigger, it would pack down better, and you didn't have to worry about swallowing it as easily.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because the little coffee grounds you swallow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is a sick that you don't want, is a skull sick.
Ugh. Well, I guess you get used to it, right? Like everything, or like does it – okay. For example, it gives you a buzz like when you first start, right? But like my dad doesn't get a buzz now from it, right?
No.
So it's just like an addiction. I don't know. It's like having an oral fixation of something in your.
That, and it does. It's got nicotine in it, and it,
you're addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my mom makes him go to the dentist like, no joke, twice a year for sure, but like always worried about cancer because, you know, you've been doing it your whole life, 60 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Does he only do the pouches?
Now my mom makes him only do the pouches.
Yeah.
You can tell he wears the pants in the relationship. she made him stop smoking. She met, you know, when we were young because she, you know, it came out that it was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, made him stop, dwindle off that cigarettes, cigars, pipes, not real dip. Now he's on just.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's got a radio background. So, you know, back then they were all smoking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. He's a newsman.
Sure.
So, I mean, there's a lot of stress going on there.
Yeah. He had long hair, too.
I need a cigarette.
Yeah, you can't have a mustache like that and not smoke a pipe or smoke a cigarette. You got it's just they work together.
Yeah, it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not at 12, you know, when he started. That was some backwoods shit.
True.
I knew a lot of people that started when they were little league.
Yeah.
That is wild.
No. Because you grew up in the backwoods shit. That's right.
True. Not, I grew up in a metropolitan area. Riggins, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Oh, I'm going to show y'all something quickly. Hang on, let me get this music out of here. Right. Look.
Did you?
No one.
Do you remember that?
Of course.
Okay. Come on. Sorry.
Doing a little dancing.
Yeah.
Look at you. Remember this book? Have y'all ever seen this book?
I do. I have seen that.
Yeah. It's called "We Interrupt This Broadcast," mm-hmm. and we got this book years ago. Ace and I did, and it comes with CDs in it. And the CDs. On the CDs are the news report, the actual news reports when they broke into programming for some big event, you know, so there's actually the original report from the guy describing, the Hindenburg disaster and things like that.
That's cool.
So when I was cleaning out the studio, I was just frustrated. I'm throwing crap out and, you know, all of that. And then I came across this book and I said, is anybody going to use this book? I mean, nobody plays CDs anymore or whatever. But Ace loved this book. I mean, he thought this was the coolest shit he'd ever seen when we got it. I mean, so I couldn't throw it away.
Yeah, no.
So I had to keep it.
Well, yeah, you can't ever throw that away.
No.
That is cool though. I mean,
it's the Hindenburg, Pearl Harbor, President Roosevelt dies, D-Day, the Normandy invasion. So all of these news reports from when they had to break into programming, and they would say, "We interrupt this broadcast to bring you, you know, special bulletin."
You're going to have to keep that forever.
But yeah, I mean, and it was before 9/11, so that's not on here. Oklahoma City bombing is on here. OJ. Oh. The Waco standoff. Rodney King. Let's see. The Challenger exploding. President Reagan getting shot.
Wow.
John Lennon getting assassinated.
I bet that's worth a lot of money.
Hey, you think?
I would think. Because, I mean, it's historical. I mean, it's.
Yeah, so it's got the written stories in here and then the actual broadcast.
Yeah.
Do you have a CD player to play it?
No.
Me either.
I'm trying to think.
Now, wait a minute. Boy does. They, you know, the young people are into these things now that they play records and then they play cassettes and they, wait, I don't know if they play cassettes, but they play CDs and records and they're also Bluetooth. Or, you know, the digital.
So does he have something that you can put the CD on the record player and it plays it like that?
No.
Oh, because that would be cool.
What?
Not like a mini, like if somebody created something where you could play like CDs that look like you're playing a record player. Do you see like, what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tiny albums is what she's saying. Just give me a tiny album.
That would be cool if somebody, I'm surprised no one's come up with that.
Yeah, me too. You know, I'm shocked.
Because the kids, well, you know why? Because the kids love the record, old record players. Uh-huh. Yeah. So sure. I just figured, you know.
They want to hear that crackle.
Yeah. I've never been into record players, records.
No.
No.
Yeah. You know, I used to have to be because when I was a kid, you had 8-tracks, records, and cassettes.
Mm-hmm.
But then once I was able to get CDs and then after that to just do digital music, I don't want to hear the crackle.
I don't either.
I want to hear that clear, high definition digital sound. That's what I want.
Because it kind of ruins it, right? I mean,
And that's what I always say. I like new shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's obsessed with like VHS tapes.
No.
So why record? I don't get that either.
Maybe they will be someday, though.
Yeah.
You know, those Polaroid cameras came and went again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Sony digital cameras.
Yeah. And I remember when my mom spent so much time getting all of our VHS tapes on CDs, and now CDs are, you know.
I mean, once a year I get a call from my mom. Now, we have all these tapes, and we want to turn them into, who gives a shit?
No.
I mean, you're not going to watch them. I'm not going to watch them. Nobody in our family is going to watch them. You don't even care.
It's important to women, though. I get that, and I will be the same way. There is a company, like my mom sent all of them to this company, and they did it. Now, it's not cheap, but.
That's what I was going to ask. How much? Because, you know, Charlotte's a big city. They got, I'm sure they have people that can do that.
Yeah.
Or they do that for a living. But how much is it? Because I found in that studio a bunch of VHS tapes that have those professional TV commercials that Ace and I went and shot that time.
Yes.
In Dallas at the premiere. This is the premier radio commercial place. Like if you want the top of the line TV commercials for radio, you go to this place in Dallas. And we went because we thought it was the greatest thing, because we had always said one of these days we're going to be, you know, we're going to be working for a station big enough that'll pay for us to have some of those cool TV commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
And I found them all on VHS, and I just, you know, I didn't know how much it would cost to get them transferred.
Let me do some digging. If you can tell me how many you have, I'm going to do some research.
Okay.
Because what me and my brothers went in for their Christmas gift, and that's what we gave them. So I can't really remember. It was a long time ago, but now they won't put them obviously on DVDs. They'll put them on like.
Yeah. Like a thumb drive.
Thumb drive.
Yeah.
But you tell me how many. I'm going to do some research.
Okay. Cause I mean, I think it would be hilarious. That would be something that, I would show people, hey, check this out from, you know, when we were young and
these need that memory too. I mean, obviously he's no longer here on this earth. So like, we want that memory. You've got to have that memory. That's my first priority today. I got other stuff to do with some, recordings. You know what? Forget it. I'm doing it.
Forget the stuff you're waiting on, Riggins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares? Well, you know, this is way better.
Yeah.
But before you know it, you're going to be shadow boxing and, you know, you're going to be doing all the same stuff. All
stuff that he did. Yeah.
But it's memories, and you'll never get that time back. Like, we need our memories.
But you know why I really want to, what do you call it? Preserve those TV commercials and all, is because I looked so damn good then.
I knew you were going
to. That's why I would too. I was in shape. I was wearing a extra medium t-shirt. That shit was popping, triceps showing. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, highlights to the moon, full head of hair.
Highlights to the gods. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you whether Ace was in the commercials.
Oh, you're going to see his long, red, flowy, curly hair.
No, but that was one of the most memorable events that we had in our career, was getting to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of the people that we looked up to, the big city radio people that were mentors and all, they all had those. And it was, you know, you've seen them a million times. I think in one of them, we're sitting there and they're dropping cash down on top of us as we're trying to talk to the camera and stuff. Those old radio type commercials where you got the big $10,000 giveaway and it's the spring promotion or whatever. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did they air on Dallas TV or did you bring them back here?
We brought them back here. The Dallas studio was just a production company.
Okay.
And they didn't only do radio commercials, but that was the main part of their business.
Mm. Okay.
And it was kind of like when you buy a beat from Dr. Dre, he has these that are this much, and then this shelf is this much, and it's the same way with them. If you get this type of production, it's lower but still expensive.
Yeah.
Do you remember how much that cost to do that?
I don't, but I know that, well, y'all know Keith that we worked with for so long. Mm-hmm. Keith had just been promoted from sales manager to general manager of the radio station. And they gave him the budget. One of the first things that he ever did as general manager, they gave him the budget to have the contest, cash giveaway, and all of the production for these commercials to support it on TV. So he went with us, and he was nervous. Like, he just thought, oh my God, this has got to be successful or I'm going to get fired after my first week. And so he sat there the whole time, and it took, we were probably there 8 hours shooting all these commercials back to back, back to back. And so the production guys there were saying, you know, they were bragging us, wow, y'all are really, you're really hitting these. And, you know, there are people who are, we can't tell you their names, but they're way up there that don't do this. They have a much harder time doing this than y'all are. And so you got to do every one of them several times and get it right every time. So we're talking about probably 5 or 6 different versions of a 15-second commercial with wardrobe changes and all of that. And then the same for 30-second commercials, and one about the contest, and then another one just about listening to us in the morning. I mean, it was intense. And as soon as it was over, they took us back to our hotel, and Keith got absolutely ripped.
Had to.
Because he was so nervous the whole time. And as soon as we were finished, he's just like, tequila shot.
Yes.
Keith.
Like, I've been doing this for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same Keith?
Yeah.
I think you're okay. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize he was a general manager.
Yep.
Interesting. Because when I knew him, I don't think he wasn't, right?
No, you knew him at the next station we went to, and he ended up being a sales manager or a division, sales manager of one of the sales division.
But always loved the tequila.
Yeah. I don't even think he drinks anymore.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him,
but ooh.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny. What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.